And all the people related to you, you call them your...
Yeah, and me your cousins, as far down as you can go, I reckon. After you pass uncles and aunts, you can get down into your cousins.
But all of them together, you might call them your...
Some kind of relation here. About 2 weeks ago, there was a bunch of Crowsons come here from Mississippi. Six of them, and I had that paper that I showed you the other day. That wasn't interesting to you, it was to them, you know. And they think we're kin folks, and I guess we are, way off, but Lord only knows how far off, you know.
Now, if someone comes through the valley, you've never seen them before, what would you call that person?
And be a stranger.
Would you ever call a person like that a foreigner?
No, foreigners is people that's come from some other country, you know, out of the United States.
Okay.
You call them foreigners. We were what we do, I reckon I'd be about right.
All right. Now, they...
Wouldn't be an American.
Okay. They, if you had a... if there was a minister or a preacher in the country who really wasn't very well trained, what might you call him?
I'd call him a jackleg preacher or something like
right.
that. You know,
would,
it's just
okay.
country slang.
Yeah. Would you ever use jackleg for any other
lawyer? Jackleg lawyer. Some lawyer wasn't no good. You know, you call him a jackleg lawyer. You know, there's good lawyers and
sure.
there's lawyers that ain't. You used to be a jackleg lawyer, jackleg minister. I've heard that old expression.
Have you ever heard of a jackleg carpenter?
Well, I've heard of rough carpenters. That'd be a jackleg carpenter. A fellow that don't know much carpenter work, you know, can't do a good job of it.
Okay.
He'd be called a jackleg or a rough carpenter. We just mostly call him a rough carpenter.
I
but
see.
That jackleg's used pretty often on lawyers and maybe preachers, you see. A jackleg. Or doctor. Some doctor. They're called quacks.
Yeah.
A doctor that ain't a good doctor's called quack.
Okay.
We used to have a doctor woman that lived up here. And then we had an awful good doctor over here at Townsend. She didn't like him, you know, and she'd call him a damn quack. But he was a good doctor.
Yeah.
He was good at doctors that got in the hospital. I went to all of them. I mean, to him and the doctors there, he done me just as much good as the doctor did down at the hospital. He's a good doctor, but he's a man that's crippled up. He's educated himself for lawyer or something or another, and he got crippled up, you know, broke up his back playing basketball, and he finally made a doctor, and he's a good one.
Do you remember in the Bible in the names of the sisters of Lazarus, the two sisters?
Well, now, I don't know. I've heard the Bible read a lot and read it out myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know just
well,
what they
Jesus,
would be.
The mother of Jesus, her name was...
Mary.
And then there was, and then in Lazarus, there were two sisters, Mary and...
Mary, man, there's a Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene. I've heard that preached on.
Yeah, how about Martha? Mary and Martha.
Martha, they were supposed to be sisters, wasn't
yeah.
they?
And then if a girl's name is Helen... And they might call her something for short.
Well, then call her Helen or Helen or something.
How about Helen?
A little girl up here, and her name's Helen, you know, and I've heard she's the only child, you know, and
mm-hmm.
good little old girl. I've heard my son-in-law call her Helen.
Helen, huh? That's good.
So my grandma would call these Helen, she'd call them Helen or something
Helen,
like
huh?
that, but it's all Helen.
Yeah.
It's all
was there any, how about the name Nellie?
Huh?
Nellie.
I didn't go Nell, you know. Never get the Nellie hardly ever, just go Nell. We've got a neighbor up here, Nell. Got one down here named Nell. There's two Nells right here.
Was there anybody? Did you know any people? Any girls in the community called Sarah? The name is Sarah. Is that?
Yeah, that's Sarah. Lots of my wife had a sister named Sarah.